I'm Patricia Gray, and I served from the fourth call session of the 72nd until the end of the 77th legislature. I was practicing law in Galveston. One of my law partners was the party chair of the Democratic Party. One of my neighbors was the party chair of the Republican Party. And they worked together on party issues of where we have elections and that kind of thing. The representative from my district was also a longtime friend. I had run his campaigns, and he retired very unexpectedly because of an illness in his family. And I decided to run to succeed him. So I had he didn't retire timely, so I had to go through two elections in 6 weeks.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the moment that you're proud of in the legislature, something that you did?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing we did while I was here was pass the Children's Health Insurance Plan. And because I was chairing the House Committee on Public Health, it was my privilege to shepherd that bill through the House, along with some incredible joint authors and people who had worked on it much longer than I had. But at its peak, that legislation insured nearly 600,000 children in Texas and still insures close to 400,000 a year. The speaker during most of my tenure was Pete Laney. Gib Lewis was the speaker when I first came in, but Laney took over in the first full session that I served in. Laney was one of those guys that would let you work as hard as you were willing to work, and so in my second term, the chair of the Sunset Commission also retired from office unexpectedly, and he named me as the chair. So I stepped into a leadership position very, very early. My third session, I chaired civil practices, which got all the tort reform bills. and then public health, my last two sessions. The interesting thing, though, was that when I first came in, I had worked in the state prison when I first moved to Texas back in the 70s. And had a big prison hospital as part of my legislative district at UTMB. So during that call session, when I was really just observing what was going on, I met Alan Hightower, who chaired the Corrections Committee, and said, I'd like to serve on corrections. And he asked for me, and the speaker let me have that as my choice assignment. Representative Hightower's roommate was the chair of calendars. And so between those two guys, my first two sessions were an education in how the process works, and I couldn't have had two better teachers and defenders.
That's wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit more about your district and what some of the big issues facing your constituents and how you have to work?
Galveston County, in many ways, is almost a microcosm of the state. I had the eastern half of the county, so I had a couple hundred miles of shoreline between the beach and the bay. So oystering was a big issue. At one point during my tenure, we had to shut down the oyster beds because of a virus, and I helped negotiate that shutdown. And then when we reopened them, I had to eat about 5,000 oysters on television to show they were safe. the University of Texas Medical Branch is located in the district. Texas A&M University has a branch there that's the Maritime Academy for the Gulf Coast, one of six in the country. There were four of the largest charitable trusts in the state headquartered there, and an insurance company headquartered there. The smallest town or village in my district was about 300 people, and the largest city was about 80,000. So it was quite interesting. The Space Center bordered the north end of the district. Senator Jackson and I worked on being able to allow astronauts to vote from space. since they were there during an election and we realized that we didn't have a way for them to vote.
So it seems like you had quite the spectrum of things.
We did. I really did. Yeah, there wasn't, obviously the medical school was the biggest employer and still is. But we also had the largest brucellosis outbreak in the state at the time that I was there, and I didn't even know what brucellosis was. It's cow tuberculosis, in case you didn't know.
I did not know. Well, I have one last question for you, and that would be to any freshman members, would there be some advice
that you would tell them? I think I'm sure other people have commented on how deeply partisan things seem to feel now. I think it helps to remember that we all got elected. None of us has a lock on the answers. This republic survived long before we got here, and it will survive long after we're gone. And so sometimes it helps to step back and listen. Two of the people I had the worst philosophical disagreements with while I was in the legislature, I still talk to on a regular basis and have lunch with one of them who works a lot on health care issues, as I still do, on a fairly regular basis. So it's possible to learn from each other if you just stop talking and listen for a little bit.